No, I can't believe that.
Nice.
I hit it perfect.
You're just standing too close to the ball.
After you hit it.
Hey, you had one in the rough, two in the trees.
Maybe a new course would help.
Yeah.
We'll play the ridges at Village Creek, the public course at Arkansas's Village Creek State Park. I hear it's outstanding. 27 holes, Andy Dye designed, wow. PGA caliber championship layout, hey, dramatic elevation changes.
Now let's finish this round and book a tee time.
We'll book online. The ridges at villagecreek.com.
This ad paid for with a combination of state funds and Arkansas Delta Byways Regional Association funds.
Back in Harrison, where it's 49-0, the Goblins with the lead. Getting ready to kick off to the Bombers once again. 12 minutes on the clock, and this.
You know, a lot of people complain about Harrison running up score, but they're just running basic plays. You know, it's up to the defense to stop them.
Exactly.
We've still got our first defense out there. They've just got to buckle up and.
Bombers getting ready to return. Payne's done a good job with these pooch-type kickoffs tonight. They got a penalty, and we've got a kick that goes out of bounds. And I don't know if that was going to be an onside kick or what that was. It almost looked that way, didn't it, Bob?
Yeah, it did. I don't know what.
The ball.
It must have been offside. That was.
It was. It had to have been because they threw the flag before he ever kicked it, so. That'll back the Goblins up 5 yards, and they'll kick again. 9 penalties for 56 yards against the Goblins. So Payne will do it again. Payne ready to kick again. Here's the pooch kick.
Somebody get up and catch it.
And it's fumbled.
Holy cow.
Hits one of the Bombers. The return man hit his knee, and Harrison's recovered at the 48 of Mountain Home.
Somebody, one of the upbacks or somebody, has got to fair catch that football right there when it's kicked short. You can't expect somebody to come from the 10-yard line on a dead run and catch it and return it. Somebody's got to fair catch it.
So the Goblins will take over. Third turnover of the night by Mountain Home. They'll start at the Mountain Home 48-yard line. With 11:21 to play, up 49-0. Keelan directing traffic, trying to get everybody lined up.
Cut back here.
Keelan keeps it the quarterback and on that read play. He's going to pick up 5 or 6 yards on the play. He'll take it to the 43, a pickup of 5. Second down and 5. Again, that read option, and Keelan gives it this time, and a first down run for the Goblins down to about the 38-yard line.
You know, their last 5 or 6 plays have been the same one. You pull the offside lineman off the open side to the tight end side, and the quarterback just reads it on where the defense is, either gives it or keeps it himself.
That's the 19th first down of the night for Harrison. And what's impressive about that, Bob, is the fact they have that many because they've had so many big plays tonight.
That little trap again. We stuffed that one. Good job of stepping up in the hole that time, keeping your heads up and shoulders square.
Loss of one on the play. Back to the 39. 10 minutes left to play. 49-0. Harrison leads it. Trips to the right side on 2nd and 11. Keelan to pass the lefty. Left side complete in the flat. And a great open field tackle by Mountain Home's Matt Jones. He takes the running back that just caught the pass, Jacob Dean, and throws him to the ground for a loss of one on the play.
That was the same play that Caleb Husky scored on earlier in the game. And I have to say, I've never seen an offensive tackle out there with lime green shoes. The only lime green pair of shoes on the old field, I could swear it was a kicker when he came out.
Excuse me. Sitting at the screen play, it's complete, And this is going to be very near a first down, about a yard shy. He goes to the 29-yard line. A pickup of 11. They needed 12, though.
Middle screen right there. Just run a little point fake, drop back, lineman hit, let him go. And...
Fourth and a yard. Harrison will go for it. Trips to the left side here for the Goblins. And the ball kept by the quarterback. He has the first down run, and he's got himself a touchdown. Keelan up the right side. Touchdown, Goblins. It was fourth and one, and he takes it 29 yards to the house. On the touchdown run. .37 left to play. The extra point is good. 56-0. Harrison leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
56-0. Harrison with the lead. 8:37 left to play. Goblins getting ready to kick off again. Here's that pooch type kick, and ball caught at the 24-yard line, and the return this time by Logan Walker to about the 26-yard line. First down for Mountain Home. Bob, you'd like to see Mountain Home go on a drive here and try to get something to build on going into next week.
Well, Harrison's got completely new people in the ballgame, it looks like, on the defensive side.
Yes.
I'm sure they're going to get a chance to try to tackle Junior. You know, but with the running clock, with 7:50 to go. And
ball is given to the first man through this time. I believe that's shot on the far side. It is. He'll take it to the 30-yard line with a pickup of 4. Second and 6 coming up here for the Bombers with 7:33 left to play.
I don't think Junior's in the ball game right now, is he?
No, he's not, is he? Handoff first man through, and Hirschberger's going to take it out to the 34. Quick hitter picks up 4.
He was one step away from another big gain right there.
Shot out as Bombers changing some personnel in the backfield. Down to 6:49 to play. 56-0. Harrison with the lead. Right side. I was watching the receivers blocking downfield. Tatum Bashir's from Mountain Home tied up with one of those D-backs. And, I mean, they were battling each other. I didn't even see who had the carry that time, but it's a first down. Whoever it was got a first down from Mountain Home out to the 37 with a 3-yard gain. Well, Eighth first down of the night for Mountain Home. Ball given straight ahead to the fullback, well, and boy, there's just nothing there.
Once again, they stunted right into that play.
That was Bojay that got the carry that time for Mountain Home. No gain on the play. 5:47 to play. Back home next week. Home opener for Mountain Home. Nettleton will be in town. Final non-conference game of the year. Then we'll have a week off, and then Jonesboro will be in town the week after that.
They jumped off sides. They didn't call it. That's
hand
all
off.
Right. We got a good big game.
Tana Bashir's good carry. A first down run for Mountain Home out to the 49. He picks up 12 on the play.
He was excited. He got up and tossed the ball and realized it wasn't official round, so he ran back and got it, handed it to him, which is a good job.
First down for the Bombers at the 49. And Bojay gets it this time. Bojay, he's going to have a first down run out to the 41 of Harrison and another set of downs for the Bombers. He picked up 10.
Harrison continues to shuffle people in and out of the ball game.
4:45 to play, and Bombers trying to get some points on the board here. Your green shoes buddy's coming off the
yeah,
defensive
right.
tackle.
You can see his shoes from
yes.
a long ways.
First down, he's a big old boy, 6'3 and 195. It's Bojay straight ahead again. He's going to pick up about 3 on the play, down to the 38. They have some lights here in the booth where we are that you can adjust. You push the knob in and you adjust how bright you want them.
Well, you know,
they're kind of like disco lights right now.
Well,
they keep
are.
Going off and on.
If you'd put your glasses on, we wouldn't need this much light. But you refuse to wear them.
Now to 4 minutes left in the ball game. Second down and 8 coming up here for Mountain Home from the 39-yard line. Ball given to the first man through for Mountain Home, and the carry goes down to the 35 as Shad is going to pick up about 4 on the play. Third and 4 coming up here for this Bomber offense with 3:29 left in the game. Can the Bombers put some points on the board before this one wraps up? Avoid the shutout. Here's that option, and Tabor turns it upfield. And boy, I'd hate to have to try to tackle him. He's going to take it down to the 29 and moves the chains. First down. Picks up 6.
That's a good job right time of turning and getting up the field. Not trying to run around him, but turn it up and make a positive gain out of it.
Tabor listed as 6 foot 185, and
what?
We know that's way off. He's closer to about 6'1 at about 230 probably. He's a load to bring down. Hands it off this time to Hershberger, and Hershberger is going to pick up about 4 on the play down to the 25-yard line. 24 is where they mark him down after the 5-yard pickup. 2.5 minutes left. Second down and 5 coming up here for Mountain Home. Ball's given to the first man through, and it's going to be a gain of maybe 1 on the carry that time. I believe that was Shad again. 2 minutes to play. Hand off right side, and a big first down to about the 11-yard line. Big run for Mountain Home, and that was Bojay on the carry.
Once again, finding that bubble right there and getting some good blocking up front by the offensive line.
Well, they're going to mark his knee down at the 13 after the 10-yard pickup. 1:28 to play. The Bombers trying to get some points on the board before this one ends. Mountain Home has all 3 of their timeouts left. They've got the ball at the 13-yard line. And the quick hitter again to about the 10-yard line. And it was Bashir's on the carry that time. So it's second and 7 from the 10. One minute to play. Ball is given to Bogé this time. Bogé battling down to about the 6 or 7 yard line. Then he's knocked backwards. They're going to mark him at the 6. A gain of 4. 42 seconds left. I guess Mount Home's not going to use any timeouts here. They'll probably snap it one more time. Third down. And about 3 from the 6 yard line. 28 seconds left in the game. And the handoff straight ahead, and it's going to be a first down. They're near the end zone, inside the 1 on the carry that time by Bashir's. And the timeout in Mountain Home with 16 seconds left. They're inside the 1 yard line. They pick up 5 on the play, and a timeout with 16 seconds left. You're listening to Bomber Football and Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
All right, first and goal for Mountain Home. They have the ball at the 1 yard line. 16 seconds left, trying to avoid the shutout here in Harrison. Shad, Bogé, and Bashir's in the backfield. Bogé gets it. And there is the call. Finally, touchdown, Bombers. With 9 seconds left, Bogé into the end zone, and Mountain Home's on the scoreboard.
Well, I didn't think they were going to give it to him at first. It was a very late call. They had already started pushing him back when the referee on the far side threw his hands up. They want to get in that squib that they had right there. He probably couldn't tell whether he got
probably
it across either.
Nope.
He
was... Tabor's extra points is good, and that is the ball game. 56-7, our final score. Harrison has the victory. We'll take a break, begin the post game in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. Stay tuned for the Bombers post game show coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
That's the sound of our tax dollars driving across the border. Arkansas has been helping grow the economies of our neighboring states for years. But now it's time to change that. Issue 4 would expand gaming and tourism in Arkansas, keeping our tax and tourism dollars here, growing our economy, creating jobs, and funding priorities like roads and highways. Let's pull our tax dollars back across the border by voting for Issue 4 on November 6th. Paid for by Driving Arkansas Forward.